Ladies and gentlemen, we're very honored tonight to have HumanWare Canada with us and HumanWare United States to discuss the Victor Stream. You've read our releases about it. It's the new talk of every list. And we thought we'd bring these gentlemen, Mike and Jerry, with us to talk about it. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce Mike Gibson. We've known Mike before when he discussed the Braille note with us. We're going to introduce Mike, who will introduce Jerry for us. So, Mike, the microphone is yours, and welcome.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here once again with everyone. I must confess that I'm not as strong on the Victor Stream, but I'm loving it so far, so that's why I've brought Jerry with us. Jerry is the Victor product manager from HumanWare Canada, and so I'm going to let Jerry run most of the presentation, and I'll have a small part in it, but I'm going to let Jerry do most of the talking this evening, and then we'll both be available for questions afterwards. So without any further ado, I introduce to everyone Jerry from HumanWare Canada. Jerry, go ahead and take it away.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Jerry Chevalier, the product manager for the Victor Reader line of digital talking books players. I'm very pleased to join you on Tech Talk tonight. It's my first presentation on Tech Talk. I'm a screen reader user, so the demo gods, if they prevail with me and all the technology works, hopefully we'll get through and have a great demo. I've got some interesting things to show you about the stream, and Mike's going to do a little bit of the presentation when I'm done, and then we're going to open it up for questions. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding the Victor Reader Stream in my hand. This player is truly compact. I would say a little bit bigger than a deck of playing cards. It's about 4.6 inches in length and about 2.5 inches in width and a little bit less than an inch thick. It weighs about 6 ounces with the battery included and can easily fit into your shirt pocket. If I was to describe the player, looking at the face of the player and coming from the bottom up, I'll describe to you what keys are on the player. We have at the bottom a cluster of three keys. In the middle is a rectangular key, which is play and stop. To its left we have a rewind key, and to its right a fast forward key. If I move just above the play stop key, we have a horizontal oval, which is the sleep button, and when you press that, each successive press gives you a different sleep timer. You can have 15 minutes, 30, 45, or 60 minutes, and the machine will play for that length of time and then power off. Just above the sleep button is a cluster of 12 keys, which is a telephone-style numeric keypad. This is the main cluster of navigation and function keys for the Victor Reader Stream. In the middle of the telephone keypad, we have a numeric key, a number 5 key with a little dot in the middle so you can orient yourself. And the Victor Reader style of book navigation and music navigation is all centered around the number 5 key. We use a cluster of 4 arrow keys, up, down, left, and right. Up and down are the 2 and 8 keys on either side of the 5, above and below. And to the left and right, we use the 4 and 6 keys as move back and move forward keys. So when you're navigating in a book, you use 2 and 8 to choose the level of navigation. That might be chapter or section or a page and so on. And once you've chosen the level of navigation, then you use the 4 and 6 keys to move back or forward at the chosen level. Above the numeric keypad, just above the number 1 key, we have a go to page key. You press this key when you want to enter in a direct page number, which you type on the keypad. So, for example, I would press go to page and then type 54 and press the play button. It would then find in the recorded audio page 54 and start playback there. And incidentally, that page 54 would correspond to the print page in the equivalent print book. Just above the number 3 key on the numeric keypad, we have a bookmark key. This key you press multiple times to perform different kinds of bookmark functions, such as inserting the bookmark. You can press it to go to a specific bookmark. They're sequentially numbered, so if you remember your number, you could go to bookmark number 5 and return specifically to that place. There's a browse bookmarks, which lets you, when you select to browse the bookmarks, then you use the 4 and 6 keys to move backward and forward through your bookmark list in the book. Just in between the go to page key and the bookmark key, so just above the number 2 key, we have a little LED green light indicator. We know that many of our users, probably 90% of them, have some measure of vision. Myself, I have very, very low vision, but I can actually benefit from this light. When you turn the unit on, it glows green. And when the unit is plugged to AC power and recharging, the light will blink so that you have a visual indicator that it's recharging. We also reproduce that information in an audio form because there is an information key that you can press, the number 0 key on the telephone number pad. We'll also tell you the state of the battery and the state of the recharging. We're still on the front face of the player. If I move up above the LED, so now I'm on the top 1 inch of the player, I'll feel with my fingers on the left a little speaker grill, and on the right I'll feel a little grill for a built-in microphone. Now the speaker grill is housing a small PDA class speaker. So this speaker, I would say, is not suitable for listening to talking books, but it is very convenient as a backup or secondary access when you need to get quick access to the player and you don't want to fiddle with finding headphones. Truly the player is a headphone player like most MP3 players, but we do provide the speaker for convenience if you just want to check something quickly. I would say you'd have to have it within 24 inches in a quiet room to actually listen to a book. So, in fact, in my case, I have put it on a bedside table in a hotel room, which is very quiet, and I can listen. But ideally, this is a headphone player. So if I was going to make dinner and want to put the player on the kitchen counter while I'm moving about the kitchen, I would certainly plug in an external speaker. To the right, we have the built-in omnidirectional microphone. It does have a recording capability, the Victor Reader Stream. So you can record through this microphone, and by omnidirectional, we mean that it will listen all around the room. So it's convenient for recording meetings or classroom lectures. There's also a built-in microphone jack, so if you want to do more specific functions like plug in a directional microphone for doing interviews, you also have that capability. So that's the top face of the player. Now, if I look along the left edge of the player, in the top left corner is a little round button, which is the power on and power off button. We press and hold this button to turn the player on. This way, press and hold is a very positive action that you don't do accidentally, so you deliberately press and hold the player and it will come on. And again, press and hold to turn it off. So very convenient to control in a backpack or that kind of environment where you're going through an airport security and you want to ensure the player is off. You turn the power off and it will be off. Just below the power button, we have an up and down arrow which controls the settings for volume, variable speed, and tone. So once the player is powered on, the power button takes a toggle function. The first time you press it, it will switch to variable speed, and then the up and down arrow just below it will raise and lower the speed of the player. If you press the button again, the power button, it will select the tone control, and in this case, the up and down arrow will change the tone, raise and lower it. And if you press the power button again, it'll return back to its volume setting, so in this case, the up and down arrow will in fact change the volume. Every time you turn the player on, it will be default to the volume setting stage. Knowing also that people will probably want to have different volume settings on the speaker as opposed to the headphones, the player does conveniently remember the volume setting separately for the speaker as opposed to the headphones. This means if you have the speaker volume fairly high, let's say at 8 or 9, but you have your headphones at maybe only 2 or 3, if you pull the headphones out and listen to the speaker, you don't have to reset the volume. It's going to remember the higher volume setting that you had used on the speaker, and then when you plug the headphones back in, it will automatically return to the setting that was set for the headphones. So very convenient that way. On the top edge of the player, we have three items to describe to you. In the center is a horizontal slot for storing the SD memory card. This player does rely on an SD memory card for all of its content, book content, music content, text files, and voice recordings. The SD card can handle the newer high-capacity formats such as are on the 4GB and 8GB cards. And if you structure the card according to some reserved folder names that we've set up, then the bookshelf key, which I'll show you later, will allow you to access different types of content on that SD card. To the left of the SD card slot is a USB mini jack, which will allow you to connect the player to a personal computer. We do supply a USB cable in the package, and so when you connect the player to your personal computer, it will be recognized as a standard Windows USB drive. So if your CD drive is letter D, let's say, then likely when you plug in the stream, it will be recognized as drive letter E. And now to move content to this SD card, you simply use Windows Explorer. There's no special file filtering software required or transfer software required. You can select the files off of your PC with Windows Explorer and just copy and paste them to the E drive, which in this case would be the actual SD card that's inside the stream. Interestingly enough, we provide a little short cable about 3 inches, so there's a long cable to connect to your PC, but in the box you'll also find a very short cable of about 3 inches, which will connect a USB thumb drive. So if you have some content on a USB stick and you want to quickly access that content without having to transfer it to an SD card, you can in fact do that by plugging it in on the short cable to the USB mini jack. In the future, the NLS Library of Congress people will be providing books on special book cartridges. That'll be in 2008, and we will be able to connect the book cartridge also with this short little cable. To the right of the SD card slot is an AC adapter jack. So this is where you plug in the AC adapter that comes with the stream. And when you plug it in, it will recharge the internal battery. The battery is lithium ion. It has a capacity of about 12 to 15 hours of playback and takes about 4 hours to recharge. So a pretty quick charge time, and we're very happy with the playback we're getting from that battery. If I move now to the right-hand side of the player, the right edge, I have two jacks at the top of the player. The top right is the headphone jack. And this is also where you'd plug in an external speaker if you wanted to have enough volume to fill the room. Just below the headphone jack is the connector, the jack for the directional or external microphone. And about halfway down the right-hand side of the player is a key that's fairly flush, red in color, and this is the record key. We made it flush with the player so that it doesn't protrude and you can't accidentally press record when you're holding the player in your hand. On the back of the unit, we have a removable battery holder, so there's a plate, plastic plate that slides off like most your TV remote control or cell phone, and the lithium ion battery is inside there. It is fully changeable by the user, and you can have extra batteries if you wish. And the battery is very easy to insert, and it's geometrically designed so that it only goes in one way, and that's the good way, so you don't have to worry about putting it in upside down or anything like that. So that concludes the physical description. And now I'm going to just quickly show you some of the features. The first thing to describe is what we call the key describer feature. If I turn the player on and I have no SD card loaded, the unit will be automatically in what we call key describer. So when I press keystrokes, it will announce the name of the key. So if you want to browse your player and learn the keys quickly, this is a good way to do it, or just to refresh your memory at some point if you want to explore the keys. So for example, at the bottom center of the player, if I press the play stop key,
play stop, no media.
it tells me the play stop key and tells me that I have no media, which is true because I just removed the SD card. So I'll just explore some of the other keys. To the left of the play stop, we have
rewind.
And to the right,
fast forward.
Just above,
sleep.
And just above the sleep, we have the keys of the telephone number pad. I'll explore a few of those.
Scroll up, 2. Scroll down, 8.
So that's the up and down choice for choosing navigation level.
Move back, 4. Move forward, 6.
So the left and right arrows move back and move forward, number 4 and number 6 keys. And in the middle,
where am I, 5,
is the number 5 key, which tells us where we are in the music or the book. The number 1 key,
bookshelf, 1,
is how you find the different types of content on the player. We'll do that in a minute. We have the concept of bookshelves, and each bookshelf is a different type of content, and there can be multiple books on each bookshelf.
Menu, 7.
The number 7 key is a menu, and again, this is a very advanced device, so we do have some configuration settings. For example, on the music bookshelf, you might want to set random or shuffle or loop play, and you have those kinds of choices, so you can play your music randomly or in a loop continuously. We also have in the menu the advanced DAISY options that are referred to in the DAISY world as skippable elements, and some books, if they are produced with skippable elements, it means that the reader can decide to listen or not to listen to those elements. And skippable elements would be things such as producer notes, footnotes, sidebars, and so on. If you set, and even page numbers. So, for example, if you set skippable page numbers to be skipped in the configuration menu, then you'd never hear the page numbers. And if you set the sidebars to be skipped, the player simply wouldn't play those. Alternatively, you could select to play those, and you would hear all of those elements. And again, that's a very advanced DAISY function, and it would only be available for book producers that have chosen to mark those particular skippable elements in their book production process. Just above the number 1 key, as we described earlier, we have
go to page.
And above 3,
bookmark.
And on the left side, we have the up and down arrows for changing different settings.
Volume 13.
So I'm currently set at volume 13. As you see, the machine is very friendly and gives you a lot of information as a blind or low vision user. You'll notice that all of these prompts are in a human voice. That's not by accident. All of the predictable messages of Victor Reader, which include audio information messages, as well as the echoes for key presses, are done with pre-recorded audio messages, just to make it very clear and easy to understand. People refer to it as the Victor voice. We've been using this voice for some years now in our existing Victor Reader players all over the world, and so we certainly wanted to reproduce that on the stream.
Text only book,
Call of the Wild.
So what you've heard there is I've now just inserted the SD card, and the player immediately went to the bookshelf, and it found the last book that I had been reading on this player. It's entitled Call of the Wild, and in fact this is a Bookshare book. So what I want to show you here is quickly we'll just play a little bit in the context, and you'll hear now Bookshare books, as you understand, are all they're DAISY NISO books, but in fact these NISO books are text only, so they have no recorded audio. The NISO books that Bookshare puts up do have a degree of navigation, page and chapter style navigation, but they do not have any recorded audio.
And over this great domain Buck ruled. Here he was born, and here he had lived the 4 years of his life. It was true. There were other dogs. There could not but be other dogs on.
So as you see, we've got a different kind of, I think, very high-quality human-sounding voice built into the Victor Reader stream. What you heard there was the built-in text-to-speech, and it was reading a text-only book, the Bookshare book. And this is an interesting new voice that comes from Nuance Technologies. They're the same people that produce Eloquence, which people who use JAWS will be familiar with Eloquence. And Nuance has evolved Eloquence now into a new voice called Vocalizer, the voice you just heard. And the interesting thing about Vocalizer that we're very pleased with at Humanware is that it has the comfortable human sound to it, but it also incorporates some of the features and eloquence that many of us who use screen readers will appreciate, and that's the ability to be reasonably intelligible at high speed. So we sort of have the best of both worlds, the eloquence ability to play at high speed, and also the human sounding voice. If I return to the bookshelf by pressing the number one key.
Bookshelf, Daisy Books, 3, Books, 1.
Call of the Wild.
So you heard quite a bit of information there. You, the player confirmed in human recorded voice that I was on the bookshelf, the Daisy Books bookshelf. And there were 3 books on this bookshelf. The first one is Call of the Wild. So now if I use my 4 and 6 keys, I can navigate along this bookshelf and find out what those other 2 books are. So I'll press the 6.
2.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
Now, this book is a recorded Daisy book, but it's a very advanced Daisy book because I would like to show you a little bit of the advanced features in terms of this book describes or presents to us the concept of a full-text, full-audio Daisy book. This was produced by the CNIB library up in Canada, and the book is fully recorded with a human narration, but at the same time, on the SD card, I also have the equivalent text for that full book. So we can move back and forth with Victor Reader Stream between the recorded audio and equivalent text of the book. And this is very useful if you wanted to navigate, for example, to a given word that the narrator announced, and maybe you want to know how to spell that word, for example. So let's just play a little bit first of the recorded portion. So this is a Daisy book you're listening to now.
The school equipment consisted of a map of the world, a blackboard, a stove, crude desks and benches, and on a box behind the door, the pail of drinking water.
And as it is a Daisy book with page markup, we can use the 2 and 8 keys on the menu pad. Remember, we said that 4 and 6 move, navigate through the book at the chosen navigation level. So if I move with the number 8 key, I will navigate around the menu of navigation levels. Let's just listen to that. I'm going to press 8 several times.
Page. Phrase. Time jump. 1. Level. 1. Level. 2. Page. Phrase. Time jump. 1. Minute. Level. 1.
So you see I'm going around in circles by continually pressing the 8 key. I'm being presented with all the navigation choices for this book. And if I press the number 2 key, I would go through the same menu but in the reverse order. So you heard, for example, level 1, level 2. Typically in a Daisy book, level 1 will represent chapter navigation. Level 2 would then be a section within each chapter. And we also heard on this book that they do have page navigation, so I can move back and forth through the book by page, or in fact type in a page number. And we also heard time jump 1 minute. Time jump is an artificial navigation that Victor Reader Stream adds to the Daisy levels, and it just lets me move through the book, in this case, back or forward by 1 minute intervals. In fact, on the configuration menu, you can change that 1 minute interval to be 5 minutes or 10 minute intervals as well. So let's just go to level 1.
Time jump 1. Phrase. Hey, level 2. Level 1.
And now if I press the play key and then start navigating by chapter, because I am at level 1, chapter level navigation, if I press the 6 key while it's playing, it will in fact jump from chapter to chapter. Let's just try that.
And a tin dipper. The left. 2. Tanoo.
So chapter 2.
Jimmy had a good boat. He and his wife Louisa agreed. 3. Skidans. Jimmy the Indian knew the jagged reefs of Skidans Bay. 4. Kumshua. Tanoo.
So you heard there, I just navigated by chapter, from chapter 2 to chapter 3 to chapter 4. That was simply 3 presses of the 6 key. And I'll go back now, let's say, to chapter 4 and 3 using the 4 key.
Skidans and Kumshua. 4. Kumshua. Tanu. 3. Skidans.
So now we're on chapter 3. Now let's explore the full text of this book. Because we're now in chapter 3, I'll let it play just a few seconds of the recorded audio, and then I'm going to press the number 9 key on the telephone number pad, and this will allow me to switch into the equivalent text at the same position of the book.
Jimmy the Indian knew the jagged reefs of Skidans Bay by heart.
Daisy text.
So I just pressed number 9, and it's telling me I'm going to switch to the Daisy text mode now. So if I press play.
Jimmy, the Indian, knew the jagged reefs of Skidans Bay by heart. He knew where the...
So you see that we started at exactly the same spot, but instead we were in the text, and we were using the built-in vocalizer text-to-speech voice to hear that. If I press number 9 again...
Daisy audio.
It will switch me back to the recorded audio, and I press play.
He knew where the bobbing kelp knobs grew, and that their long...
So you can see the value of this kind of advanced Daisy functionality, especially in a textbook or a reference book where you might, in fact, want to interrogate the actual text of the book to find certain words. And really, it requires a producer to produce a very advanced book, but certainly if you get these kind of books, you can rest assured that your stream is going to handle them for you. Let's just try the go-to-page option in this book, because we did hear that it had page navigation.
Long hose-like tubes were waiting to strangle his propeller. Today, the face of the bay...
Go to page 2, 1.
My Indians never said to me, hurry and get this...
So I just typed the go to page key, and then I pressed 2, 1, 21, and I pressed play. So I should have arrived on page 21. In this particular book, the narrator is not announcing the page numbers. But if I press the number 5 key, which is our Where Am I key, it should confirm that I've arrived on page 21.
Where am I? Page 21. Heading 15.
4. Kamshua.
So you can see that 21 was the beginning of chapter 4, and when I pressed the Where Am I, the stream told me that I was on page 21. And that I was on heading number 15 in the Daisy list of headings, and in fact it announced the chapter name, which was chapter 4, Kamshua. So quite a bit of information. The other information key that I told you about earlier is the number 0 key, which tells us information about the book as well as the player. Let's press that now and just listen to what we have about this particular book under our information key, number 0.
Info.
Kleewick. By Emily Carr.
130 pages, 31 headings. Total time, 3 hours, 44 minutes, 14 seconds. Time elapsed, 55 minutes, 56 seconds. Time remaining, 2 hours, 48 minutes, 18 seconds. 0 bookmark in this book. 13 books. Battery powered, battery level, high. About Victor Reader, version 0.2.5, model 303, stream, serial number 95-1303-000245.
So you can see there we give you a lot of information, the title of the book, the number of pages and the elapsed time, remaining time that's been read and so on, the number of bookmarks you've got in the book, and then some information about the player, including the version number of the software, and in fact including the serial number. So everything you need to know about your player and about the book you're reading is contained right here. I think now let's just quickly check the bookmark key. I don't want to take too much time doing every function because we want to try and turn it over for calls. So I'm just going to press the bookmark key to let you see the choices that are on this key.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list. Remove bookmark. Go to bookmark.
So it's coming around to the start of the menu again. So certainly inserting the bookmark, going to the bookmark, browsing the bookmarks, and we also have the concept of a highlight bookmark, very useful for students studying textbooks like you might find from RFB&D. Highlight bookmark is like a two-ended bookmark. It lets you mark the beginning and the end of a passage, and when you go to that bookmark, it will read that passage and then stop. So if you were trying to remember the verse of a poem, for example, or a very important two or three sentences in your textbook, you could highlight those Just like a sighted person would use a highlighter to mark an important three or four lines in a print book, and then the stream, when you play that back, will play just that passage. A simple bookmark is a single-ended bookmark, and when you insert that, then when you return to the bookmark, it just marks the beginning of your passage that you marked earlier and starts playing at that point. So let's try the variable speed now. I want to say about the variable speed, very important to people who listen to a lot of talking books to be able to vary the speed. And on Victor Reader Stream, the variable speed is part of the player, so it has nothing to do with formatting the file. When you transfer the file over from Windows Explorer, you do have the ability to then, after it's transferred to the SD card, so it's on board with the stream, you can vary the playback with corrective pitch correction while you're listening on the fly, raising and lowering the speed at will. So let's start this book playing again and just adjust the speed a little bit.
Invalid entry.
Oops, that's because I pressed the bookmark key, but I wasn't putting a bookmark in.
Over so that we may go home and be more comfortable. Indians are comfortable everywhere.
Okay, you're going to hear me press the power button once, which will toggle my choice of volume setting and switch it over to speed. And then I'm going to press the up arrow and just raise the speed a little bit, and then I'll lower it again and come back online.
Not far from the house sat a great wooden raven, mounted on a rather low pole. His wings were flattened to his sides. A few feet from him, stuck up an empty pole. His mate had sat there, but he had rotted away long ago, leaving him moss-grown, dilapidated, and alone to watch dead Indian bones. But these two great birds had been set, one on either side of the doorway, of a big house that had been full of dead Indians who had died during the smallpox epidemic.
So you heard the speed go up, and then as I started reducing the speed, you eventually heard a little pop, a little audible sound that just gives me a confirmation that I'm back to the zero volume setting, which is normal speed. If I stop the playback and then press the up and down arrows, I will actually get audible feedback on which speed setting I'm using. So, for example,
speed 1, speed 2, speed 1, speed 0.
And you heard the beep on the speed 0 to confirm that that's the normal setting. And I can go below 0.
Speed minus 1, speed minus 2, speed 0.
And so on, so that I have full control over the speed. The same thing happens with tone. If I press the power button to toggle the tone setting,
tone.
Then I can go up and down the tone control.
Tone 1, tone 2, tone 1, tone 0.
Again, I get a beep to tell me I'm at normal flat tone with no modification.
Tone minus 1, tone minus 2, tone minus 1, tone 0.
And press the power button one more time to bring us back to volume.
Volume.
Okay, so let's quickly now return to the bookshelf key number 1. We have explored the bookshelf of the Daisy books.
Bookshelf, Daisy books, 3, books, 2.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
And every time I press bookshelf, it will bring me back to the current book on that particular bookshelf. So now press it one more time to see what the next bookshelf is.
Other books, 3, books, 1.
Vocalizer.
So this is what we call other books will be recorded books again, typically MP3 books, but these would be unstructured books, so there would be no navigation. So for example, if you bought the Harry Potter book on MP3 CD at the bookstore, and you copied all those MP3 files onto your SD card, you would have a recorded book, but not a navigable one. It would be unstructured. So in this case, you would put that book in the Victor Reader Stream under the Other Books bookshelf. So within the Other Books, we have a little bit different style of navigation. If I use the 2 and 8 key,
file,
we see that in each book here, we have only one choice, just a file-level navigation. So, for example, I would have chapter 1.mp3, chapter 2.mp3. So really the only navigation I can do in an unstructured book is to move from one MP3 file to the next within that folder.
Bookshelf, other books, 3, books, 1,
book
2.
Harry Potter.
So here's a Harry Potter MP3 book that I've got selected here.
Other books, file 1.
Cover material MP3.
So you hear cover material.mp3, that's the first MP3 file in the Harry book, unstructured book. So the interesting thing is you did hear cover material.mp3, so what we've done here is use the built-in text-to-speech to give you the benefit of knowing which file you're navigating to. And this is especially useful when you're playing music as well, because if you arrange your music in folders and files, for example, folders for each album and then tracks within those folders to be each song, you will hear the folder name, so Elton John or whatever. And when you navigate within that folder moving from track to track, you will hear the name of the track that you're about to play. So we have the benefit that sighted people have on commercial MP3 players, where they have a little screen to read this information. So if we just start this book playing.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Opening announcement.
So I'll stop it there. You get the idea. In this MP3 book, I don't have Daisy navigation, but I still will have control over the tone and the variable speed again, and of course the volume. Let's go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf, other books, 3, books, 2, music, 1, book.
So here we have now the music bookshelf, and there's only one book in music. We have the concept of saving all of our music in folders and files, so there's really only one music book in terms of Victor Reader Stream. If I use the 2 and 8 keys,
folder, file,
you can see that I can navigate the music structure by either folder or file, and I was selecting those choices again using 2 or 8. So let's pick a folder.
Folder.
And now if I use the 4 and 6 key, I will move through each folder that's in my music book structure.
Folder 2.
Latin.
So
1.
Latin Jazz MP3.
So you see here we have, in Human Voice it told me that I was on folder number 2, and then in the text-to-speech it told me the name of the folder was Latin, and the first track was latinjazz.mp3. So I know exactly which track I'm on. And so nothing too surprising there, except that you do have full control over how you navigate, so your imagination is your guide here. You set up your folders and files the way you want to navigate the music, and Stream will tell you the names of the folders and files as you navigate using 2 and 8 and 4 and 6. That's all you ever have to remember for navigating books and files and music is 2, 8, and 4 and 6, up, down, left, and right. Very simple navigation, no complicated key presses to memorize. So if we keep going on the bookshelf, we're almost done.
Bookshelf, music, 1, text files, 5, books, 1,
stream.
So we have here...
Frequently asked questions, 070627, text.
Okay, quite a bit of information there. First of all, the name of the bookshelf, text files, was spoken... that's actually Microsoft's text-to-speech voice. The reason you're hearing that is because this is a beta release and they hadn't got around to making the human-recorded name of the bookshelf, so we're not saying textbooks in human voice, we're saying textbooks in Microsoft text-to-speech probably for a couple of more days. Now, you heard there that I was in a folder called Stream, and then the first file, it's a TXT file in Stream, and this file was called Stream FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions. So this is just to demonstrate that we can play text files with the Stream. This is a TXT file that was taken straight off of my computer, and it will be spoken when I press play using the built-in vocalizer text-to-speech. So let's just try that.
Text files.
Stream. Stream Frequently Asked Questions 070627. Text. 5 hours for continuous play of Daisy recorded books on SD cards. Q, how long does it take to recharge the Stream battery? A, up to 4 hours. Q, why does the green power...
So when we're playing back text, the navigation level, it doesn't make sense to have Daisy, so we've introduced different types of navigation for text files. I'm going to use the 2 and 8 to rotate through the navigation choices and just let you see what we provide for you.
Screen, paragraph, line, sentence, word, character, screen.
So we rotate from large chunks to smaller chunks, starting at screen level navigation, which is 24 lines, and down to word and character navigation. So if I go down to word, for example,
character, word,
and then I use the number 6 key to move ahead,
let, sometimes, blink.
So you heard the word sometimes. If I move back to that word using the 4 key,
sometimes,
and now I drop down one more level into character mode using the 8,
character,
and now I navigate with the 6 key, I'm at character level navigation.
L-M-E-T-I-M-E-S space D.
So you see we're spelling out the words in the text file. So again, very accurate high level of granularity. You can navigate the text files by screen, paragraph, sentence, word, character, however you choose. So ladies and gentlemen, that about concludes what I wanted to say to introduce Stream. I'm going to unlock my microphone and give it over to Mike Gibson, because we've had quite a few questions about playing the different kinds of content with the Stream. And one of the things that people are interested in is the NFB Newsline DAISY formatted newspapers. And I think Mike has been using his test stream to listen to these for about a week or so now. And maybe he'd like to give us a little run through on that.
Well, thanks, Jerry. I hope everybody enjoyed what Jerry had to go through. I just want to take a few minutes because I have really grown to love the stream for the ease of access, especially to NFB Newsline newspapers, which you can download if you're a Bookshare subscriber and live in a state that is already set up for NFB Newsline, or if you have subscribed directly to the NFB Newsline service, then you can actually have the DAISY files emailed to you if you add the newspaper to your favorites list on the Newsline service. And so I have 3 newspapers that I've set up to be emailed to me, but it's the same file structure whether you download from Bookshare.org or whether you get the files directly from the Newsline service. And I just want to show briefly how quickly you can navigate a newspaper and really get the information that your sighted friends and colleagues can access. So I'm going to go to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf, DAISY Books, 5, Books, 3.
Denver Post, July 23rd, 2007.
And here's the Denver Post, and I'm going to go ahead and accept that.
Text only book.
And I've actually bookmarked a couple of stories here that I thought were interesting.
Go to bookmark.
I'm going to go to my first bookmark.
1.
Real Bulldog. Briefing: tiny dog jumps in to save toddler from rattler spikes mass and builds OI as a chihuahua. But when a rattlesnake lunged at her owner's 1-year-old grandson, she was a real bulldog. Booker West was splashing his hands in a birdbath in his grandparents' northern Colorado backyard earlier this month when the snake slithered up to the toddler, rattled and struck. 5 pounds OI jumped in the way and took the bite. She got in between Booker and the snake, and that's when I heard her yipe. Monty Long, the boy's grandfather, said Thursday. The dog required treatment, and for a time it appeared she might not survive the bite she suffered. Now she...
So, that was a little story about how a chihuahua dog jumped in between a toddler and a rattlesnake and took the bite rather than the toddler. That's making a lot of news here lately in the Denver area. So you can see that you can get there very quickly. Another thing that makes it easy to navigate the newspapers was by the DAISY elements. Now, one thing that isn't described very well is the levels of navigation. So by using number 2 and number 8,
phrase,
we can move by phrase.
Level 1.
Level 1 isn't defined.
Level 2.
Level 2 is actually how you would navigate by the different sections of the newspaper. So, for example, number 6?
D.
D Tuesday. Section.
Business.
Business.
Investors. Business.
And I'm going D. back now.
Tuesday. City Desk. Denver and the West. Corrections: the Denver Post will correct all errors occurring in its news column.
So you can see very quickly how you can move to the different sections of the newspaper. The third level of navigation,
level 3,
actually moves you by heading. So we can press our number 4 and number 6 to move by basically each article within the newspaper.
City Desk. Spring's hunt for missing woman turns up body by Manny Gonzalez, Denver Post staff. Inglewood trailer fire displaces resident by the Denver Post. One person became deluged.
Defense Fellowship 98 evacuated in Alpine after overnight mudslides, wipeouts, and...
So you can see very quickly how you can move between the different articles. Also, don't forget that if we press our page key...
Go to page.
And then press it one more time...
Go to heading.
Go to heading. Then I can actually type in a heading number. So if I wanted to type in, say, heading 28...
2, 8.
And then enter.
That is on pay time off. Our worlds apart as Americans take less time to relax. Photo. Photos by R.J. Sangofsky. The Denver Post. Andrew Hunter. 10. Left. And his brother Callum. 9. Are all smiles at a family vacation in Livermore.
So we're able to jump very quickly. And of course, as Jerry already pointed out, when you press the information key, it will tell you how many headings there are, which basically means how many articles there are in the newspaper. So I just wanted to take just a moment and show how easy it was to access information in a newspaper setting, to jump to the area that you're interested in, whether it's the sports or business section, and then jump to the specific article so you could skip over everything having to do with baseball and go straight to football or, you know, or the like. You can tell I'm a sports fan. But definite access to information, and with the great size and portability of the Victor Stream, it's right there in the palm of your hands. So without any further explanation, I think what we'll do is we'll turn it back over to Bob and Pat and let them go ahead and announce the question and answer section.
Cool. Okay, guys, a terrific, great presentation. Thank you so much.